You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Linda.
Good evening, Azama.
Yes, man. How are you doing? Finally, we are able to get a hold of you. Are you well?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, we're talking about United Against Gender-Based Violence. And according to the UNFPA, ZIM, about one in three women aged 15 to 49 have experienced physical violence, and one in four have experienced sexual violence since the age of 15. These, among several others, are devastating statistics that inform the need for awareness campaigns and against gender-based violence. Now, Southern Africa Dialogue Trust, an organization that you are founding, joins with other organizations to basically, you know, during this 16 days of activism to raise awareness and campaigns against this scourge. So we're going to be telling us more about the event in partnership with the weight that you carry. Now, tell us about the SOWADI and the work that you are engaged in over there.
Thank you, Sama. Our work is building resilient communities. And within that, the family is the strongest and smallest unit in the social system. And when you have a strong, you can't really talk about resilient communities when you've got weak families, can we? We focus on gender-based violence as one of our core areas, mm-hmm. because from there stems the wellness of the fabric of society. So the work that we do is in the context of what we are looking at over the 16 days of activism is really a unifying work and a work that seeks to make this very difficult conversation speakable. It's not an attractive conversation. It's not something that you have tea over. And we approach gender-based violence from a wellness perspective.
Okay.
So that we can be able to sit on the same table with something that unites us. And all of us are united when it mm-hmm. comes to wellness. Corporates understand wellness. We are focusing on it in terms of wellness budgets. We can talk about it in terms of mental wellness. It's a palatable conversation. And so we try and create a space which makes it easy for people to talk about very difficult issues by approaching it from an angle of that which we are united on, and that is wellness and thriving.
I see.
We don't actually debate about those issues. Those are issues. And so we're trying to build from that which unites us so that we can collaborate as members of society from across all sectors, multi-sectors. We can mm-hmm. then look and say, this is what we can do together to change the practice of gender-based violence.
You know, every year the world sets aside 16 days from 25 November to 10 December to focus on addressing gender-based violence. How effective has this been in your estimation in curbing the prevalence and occurrence of GBV in our region?
The effectiveness, Azama, I believe, setting aside 16 days in a year, committed to everybody thinking consciously about it, is something that we need to celebrate ourselves mm-hmm. as people to say it's a focal issue. But the effectiveness in terms of what has changed, I think, is where the problems begin.
Okay.
Because we spend a lot of money on the t-shirts, we spend a lot of money on the banners, but I think we need to spend a lot of money on the people.
Yeah, yeah.
What do I mean? I'm saying the anatomy of this animal called gender-based violence is that it's a demolisher. of human lives. We know exactly where people are getting demolished. And if we're taking, Zama, the stats that you shared, and we're saying the one dimension is the physical dimension.
Yeah.
The other is the economic. But we also know how this creature behaves. This creature in the life of a woman means that it's going to demolish you in your own household.
Yeah.
And a lot of women, Zama, stay because they're economically not in a position to do anything about it. Should our money therefore not have gone into building shelters and economic places of refuge? But we are saying that rather than isolate, because it's also an economic issue. That's where I believe we should be getting our focus onto, but not doing it in an isolated manner, though, Zama.
Yeah.
I really think that instead of creating cities of refuge, if I can call them, why don't we integrate refuge in everything that we are doing? Why don't we have a fund for companies that have who commit to do policies that commit to dealing with gender-based violence? Why can't they be given money to construct houses on their premises? I don't know if you hear what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying.
If the woman needs somewhere to go, she can just stay at work. And she'll be safe at work. Why churches, we're building so many churches on vast pieces of land, humongous structures. Why don't we make them smaller?
And
put apartments, decent apartments, and house our own. So I think the effectiveness is in, we have highly institutionalized the problem in such a manner that it's somebody else's problem. It's now located as a development sector problem, predominantly, but it's not the church's problem, nor is it the community's problem. It's somebody else's problem who is not the development sector. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm getting you. I'm getting you fully.
I think that is where our approaches have been crippled. And they tend to also be very highly focused on the 16 days, and it's like this, the last thing that we do before we have Christmas. And after that, it dissipates.
Sadly.
Our strategy, what we have, is we've been trying to say, how do we re-socialize humanity? We already have social infrastructures. We have the schools. Why aren't we teaching that? Why aren't we really, not academically, but the things that are showing up as brokenness in the conduct of violence, we know exactly what they are. We teach life skills in school, but what about trying to actually nurture our kids so that they know how to relate to the opposite sex properly? And they also know how to deal with their traumas.
Yeah.
Because when they are 40 and angry and they don't know how to manage that, it results in something else.
True.
And so I think the effectiveness is, we must celebrate that those 16 days do exist. But the change is sustained interventions.
Yes, definitely.
Which are not driven by development sector, private sector, and all the subsectors where humans are. Need to understand that when you find the World Health Organization saying we have a pandemic, we really need to look up and say this is just at this almost at the same scale as a type of COVID.
Now, what are some of the ways that, people can get involved in making real change? You know, is the ordinary person on the street?
Zama, thank you so much for that question. And I'll share it from our own experiences and what we are trying to do. We are training champions worldwide. The beauty of technology. We are training champions worldwide in terms of how to respond and participate in the gender-based violence solution value chain. And it's so simple because look at it this way, Zama. What's really going on is a test of love. If we don't make this an academic issue and we're just trying to deal with it as people, it's really about how do we respond when somebody is hurting and their life is being broken. I think if we keep it simple, we can deal with it. If we make it academic and an area of people with PhDs and DHXs and everything else, it becomes an area that requires an expertise that most people don't have.
Mm.
And yet the solutions are within our hands. How difficult is it, Zama, to love another person?
It should not be difficult, really.
How difficult is it to pick up a phone when you hear the apartment next door, there is noise coming out? How difficult is it to pick up the phone and say there's noise in Unit 8, but don't tell them I called? But it's these things are the things that we are trying to say. You cannot look left and say it's none of your business.
Mm, mm.
And we are trying to train champions so that they know how to respond, but also to train. We're running programs throughout on the 3rd, on the 5th, and on the 10th. Why are we running these programs on wellness and gender-based violence awareness? Because we want people to be able to know the full gamut of what is going on.
Yeah.
Not to understand in simple terms, what a victim actually goes through and why it becomes my responsibility, Zama, and yours to do something about it.
True, true.
I think this is what we're trying to do in a very simple way. The reason why I won't get involved in your business is also that I'm broken.
You know what? We've got to let it go. Our time is truly fast spent. But before I can let you go, there's an event that you're having on the 3rd of December together with or with in partnership with The Weight She Carries. Please do tell us a little bit about that.
The event is going to be happening online, and it's really an experience. It's an awareness and experience event. It's not a lecture. It's just a space where people can come and let go. People can come and learn. People can come and self-assess themselves in terms of their own emotional fitness.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can be in a position to help the next person. That's what that event does. But it also provides spaces for people to experience real life story of what it means to actually be abused. So it's a 3D experience where we work a lot with art and audio drama. And conversations with survivors and other players to be able to give a full experience. I wouldn't say a picture, experience that results in people knowing, so I can do something about it to help the person I work with. I can do something to help my sister. We can do something as a church. It's just not the 3rd, it's also the 5th. The 3rd is about everybody, business sector, development sector, but the 5th is focused on the faith-based community. And then the 10th is focused on young people because they are secondary victims of what we have done. And we need to give them a chance as well to heal and be able to select partners knowing what the red flags are so they don't end up getting caught in the same cycles themselves. So that's what the events are all about.
Lovely. Linda, thank you so much for your time. Blessings to you. Wishing you all of the success with the upcoming event and, of course, the activities that your organization carries, not only on the 16 days, but literally throughout the cycle of the years. May you indeed be lifted and may you indeed carry some success in all the activities that you do. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Zama.
Lovely. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.